studies were done, we'd find that there's every kind of...
I was messing around with my phone system this morning because I discovered I've got one of those little things that... ...home phone line for so long since then. There, I... ...on sending program out over 100 bunch channels. And a few in Canada, and then I just started freelancing for a company in the 100 channels, so... Oh, only like about 5 minutes. Yeah, like I'm just sort of... looking at these reports and I'm sort of disappearing. I am wondering what the strategy was together today for this press conference.
Well, what we're trying to do together is to build up a head of steam to actually get the Parliament of Canada to support the concept of same-sex marriages. It's taken them a heck of a long time to do this. Our member of Parliament, well known in the community, Sven Robinson, has brought forward legislation year after year, and it, of course, has not passed or has not made it to the floor for a final vote in some cases. We have had some NDP governments in our provinces that have taken some good steps, but we need a national law that will get this sorted out. And so pulling the national leaders together was an effort to try and create that momentum. There were some notable absences. For example, the leader of the government party was not there, as well as the leader most likely to succeed the prime minister, a fellow named Paul Martin. He wrote a letter in to say it looked like the courts might decide in favor of gay and lesbian marriage, and he wouldn't appeal those decisions. Well, that's hiding under the auspices or behind the backs of the court system, whereas what we really should have is proactive law that makes it absolutely clear in Canada that all citizens and people are to be treated equally when it comes to the question of marriage. And we didn't get that from the head of the government or the prime minister's most likely successor. And of course, the second most numerous party in the House of Commons, although not in popular vote anymore, is the Canadian Alliance. Their leader, Stephen Harper, is in fact opposed to same-sex marriages. So it's not as though we have everybody that we need right now. The leader of the government and the leader of the opposition are not yet on side, but we are going to keep mounting the pressure, and that's what everyone out there should be encouraged to do.
Cool. Can you give me some sense of how this press conference came together? Because it was sort of news to all of us a couple of days, or yesterday, I guess, when we got the advisory.
Well, of course, the details really would be best described by a gal that pulled it together, and they invited us as leaders. They invited all the leaders to attend. I was thrilled to come because the New Democratic Party of Canada, which you can get details at ndp.ca, on the internet, but we've had very strong activism from our members of parliament. We're the only national party that's been absolutely clear in our support for same-sex marriages for many years. Our member of parliament, Sven Robinson, has brought forward legislation over the years. We're the only party that has openly gay and lesbian members of our caucus who get reelected time and time again. I should underline. I myself represented the downtown community of Toronto and its gay community for 20 years on city council, and we've been active on the issue. So we were very happy to come here, but it's time that this kind of action was taken, because the discrimination has gone on for far too long. The vast majority of Canadians interviewed, especially young Canadians, are just solidly behind this.
Well, and can you kind of give me a sense of what you had to say at the press conference?
I essentially recall the time when my partner and I, Olivia Chow, who's also a city councillor and has represented the gay community as well, when we got married in 1988, it was right in the middle of the AIDS crisis in Toronto, and we had so many couples and friends of ours who were actually, frankly, teaching the whole community about the meaning of love and mutual support in ways that was truly moving and astounding despite the discrimination that existed. And we took some time in our wedding ceremony to have one of our gay friends who was an elected school trustee speak about what it was like to be in a relationship but not be able to have the approbation, as it were, of of Canada for a union. And it's truly tragic that that was 15 years ago. And so I spoke about how sad it was that for more than half a generation since we got married, when we were all committed to seeing something done about this, still nothing has been done. And of course, I singled out both the Prime Minister and his replacement, ostensible replacement Paul Martin, for not taking a clear position here and moving us forward. And I think it's sad. The scaremongering that's gone out, there have been people who've said that it would be the unraveling of society and this kind of nonsense. We of course have thousands of wonderful gay couples in our communities now across the country who are making every kind of contribution. I'll bet if studies were done, we'd find that there's every kind of longevity in those relationships that you're going to find in any other relationships. And certainly in terms of what's contributed to the community and the example of love and mutual support that one sees in those relationships, frankly, there's an awful lot of heterosexual couples who could learn a lot from many of the gay and lesbian couples that I know. And so I just really called on the government to put an end to the discrimination that exists and to stop hiding behind the courts and not require couples to have to go off to court in order to have their unions sanctioned, and instead just to pass the law that's required. It's a very simple thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And do you have some sense?